Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hi, Sarah Mack here from withsarahmack.com. I wanted to share with you how I have used my astrology to attract really amazing soulmate clients with ease into my high ticket programs. So this is why I love astrology, is because, well, for me anyway, how it's panned out is, and I'm sure you resonate with this in your business, like you feel a pull towards something, you feel a strong intuition about something, a burning desire to talk about certain things. Your message is your message, right? Like, I've looked at posts that I wrote years ago, and no matter how much work I'm constantly doing on my messaging and refining and, you know, also evolving my offers and who I'm working with and how I'm helping my clients, I'll look back on old posts and be like, I've literally been writing about the same thing for years. Like, my message is my message. This is the thing that keeps coming through me. This is who I am. This is the work I'm here to do. But there are some things that I feel like we hold back on, and we also, you know, we're always like looking to get to the next level. We're usually learning from mentors and seeing, you know, ways that other people are succeeding and integrating that, which there's nothing wrong with that, right? But what can happen in that process is we maybe don't share some of the parts of us that are really unique to us, because we've not seen that modeled. And there's a new way of doing things, and there's a uniqueness in your message that wants to come through that nobody can teach you. And you really have to listen to yourself. So having, you know, the tools and the processes and the questioning to help you get to that is really, really crucial. So how this unfolded for me, obviously, if you have been listening to my story, you know that like I'm all about money mindset. That was the really pivotal and transformational part of my story that really exploded my businesses. First my copy agency, then getting to six figures in my coaching business within 13 months of launching. And that work really brought me back to my past, really brought me to look at my identity in relationship to money, how I was asking for money, what I was doing with money, how I was feeling about money. That really allowed me to expand my potential to earn more money than I'd ever earned, while working less than I'd ever earned, while being more in alignment and authenticity and fulfillment and enjoyment than I had ever been in my relationship with making money. And a big part of that is looking at cycles of abuse in my family, and looking at, you know, particularly my relationship with my dad. And I had, you know, I'd obviously like alluded to some of it and talked about some of it. And then it was getting to the point where this message was really like, I had a burning intuition to be sharing more of it. And in my astrology chart, I discovered I have Saturn in the third house in Scorpio, which is obviously like a really challenging energy. It's, you know, it's there, particularly if you've experienced any type of sexual abuse. And, you know, three is also really connected to like family and siblings. And so that just gave me the confirmation that this is a big part of my message and the work that I'm here to do. And so when I started talking about that more explicitly and doing that in a way that felt safe for me, in a way that felt good to me, never pressuring myself to share, you know, what I didn't feel comfortable sharing, what started to happen is, you know, I was easily attracting clients who just knew that they wanted to work with me because they trusted me, because they had been through something similar, and they wanted to work with someone who would get that, right? Like that's the type of coach that they wanted to trust with their business, with their mindset work, and, you know, was also a big part of their work as well. So that was one aspect, but it doesn't always have to be like really freaking hard, you know, hard, tough stuff. Although if you are here and you're a healer, I'm sure there's tough stuff that you've been through that's difficult to talk about, that's edgy, that's challenging, that's scary to be public about, that you know you're here to talk about, because we're here to break taboos. But I'll give you another example that, you know, I was kind of doing anyway. So in my 10th house, I have, it's in Gemini, and I have a lot of placements in Gemini. And the 10th house is career, and Gemini is like writing energy, right? So obviously I started out as a writer. That makes sense. I was copywriting for many different types of clients. I was helping clients with their messaging. Like that had already started before I had ever seen that in my chart. And, you know, the clients that I was working with, they went on to the messaging that they got clear on due to our work together would then sometimes turn into a book and they would become authors. So, you know, that was just naturally happening for me. But still, I was really like in my head about being a writer because I'd never like published a book. And, you know, I was like, I never really thought of myself as a writer before I literally became a professional copywriter, which was just, you know, the veil between me and my own inherent value, which is another thing that astrology really helps us with, which is actually like deeply acknowledging like, no, this thing that feels so natural to you, that feels like you didn't even work for it, even though, you know, I've literally been in education my entire life. I've just written a master, you know, done a master's where I was writing 50 page papers on philosophy, and yet I still didn't see myself as a writer. But we're like that. Sometimes we just take it for granted. You're like, oh, well, everyone who's in school writes. And like, yeah, and I do believe everyone is good at writing. And anyway, we don't need to get down this whole rabbit hole. But when it comes to selling and when it comes to making money, often we're not claiming fully the things that have the potential to make us the most money and make us the most money in like the most like smooth and fulfilling and enjoyable ways, because it's easy for us, because these are our innate gifts. And sometimes it's a big change and sometimes it's a small tweak in who we're talking to, or just bringing these other aspects of ourselves into the way that we share our stories. Hi loves, I wanted to let you know that I made a special free gift just for you. It's called the Cash Injection Ritual, and it's my three-step method that you can use to create extra cash sales starting today. I used to suck at making consistent money, and I believed I would never be good at sales because I refused to do anything that feels out of integrity. Then I discovered the powerful mindset shifts I'm about to share with you, and I implemented this cash injection ritual to double my income 3 years in a row, making it to six figures in my dream coaching business. Now I'm so effing excited to share this work with you so you can start receiving the money you so deserve. So click the link in the description or go to withsarahmack.com and you can download the cash injection ritual from the freebies menu at the top of my page. Please remember to share your celebrations with me when the extra sales and cash starts to roll in. So for an example, I've written my book. I'm in the final draft at the moment. But choosing to share that publicly, which is always something that I felt very naturally drawn towards, like it wasn't a strategic move. But now I can see looking back, oh, you know, I like attracted so many clients because I was writing a book. I haven't even freaking published it yet because they saw me talking about writing my book. And so many of my clients, that's one of their dreams as well. And that's the reason that they chose to work with me. And I'm not even helping them write a book. Obviously, you know, getting clear on your story and your message is the foundational work that can very, you know, very much support you going on to write a book. That's really authentic and really in alignment with the impact that you're here to make. But it just goes to show, when you look at your astrology chart, it really shines a light on the things that are natural and inherent to you and that you're probably already having intuition around. But having that clarity and really like condensing that into specific content stories or content prompts to really be intentional around sharing those aspects of you, these are the most potent pieces that are going to attract the clients that want to work with you over everybody else, that are a match, that are amazing to work with, that are like your soulmate people. Because the things that, when you share the things that you deeply resonate with, you attract people who deeply resonate with those. They're the best kinds of relationships. It's easy. They get you. They understand you. They receive more value from working with you when you're a fit in that way. It's not like pushing a boulder up a hill, trying to help a client that like it doesn't want to go where like you see that you want them to go. So it's really about creating that harmony and that perfect match in your client relationships that creates the most joyful experience in your business and makes it easy to sell those higher ticket offers, because they want to work with you over and above absolutely anybody else out there on the internet. So this is why I'm obsessed with astrology and using it as a tool to give you that confidence and that clarity in your messaging. So the way that I work with my clients, there are very specific aspects. I look at your chart in relationship to your work, to your relationship with money, all of the different elements of your chart that influence that. They're going to give me a lot of clues, not only about your message, your story, the types of clients you're working with, but also the way that you're working, like your rituals, your processes, you know, the kind of content, the kind of client relationships, the kind of containers. There's lots of really interesting aspects that jump out according to the different placements that you have. And this is how I'm working with my clients now inside all of my containers. Like, I'm gonna look at your chart and this is your reminder that my money-making content with astrology, where I'm gonna give you a questionnaire, you're gonna give me all the information about your current offer, your socials, your chart, any questions that you have either about your chart or about your offer or about signing clients or, you know, and this is particularly helpful for high ticket offers. I'm going to look through everything and I'm going to give you feedback on specific copy edits, specific aspects of your story and your content strategy, and also any mindset and alignment stuff that I can tell from the way that you're showing up is there or from what you've told me, to really click you back into that place where it feels easy, where you feel really authentic, where you're just being truthful, you're talking about the things you have a burning like intuition to be talking about, and you're attracting the clients who are an easy yes for your offers as a result. So this is really great, like no matter what level you're at, but if you've been doing all the work and you know you've been working on your messaging, you know it's good, like you've been getting some good clients, but you're ready for the next level, this is gonna be the fuel to that fire to really click that in and to take you there. So I'm so excited for that. You can click the link in my bio to join. And then I also have a really special one-on-one 3-month Voxer offer for the summer, where you're also going to get tailored content prompts, which you will in the other offer as well. And you're going to be sending me the copy that you're creating, and we're going to be actually integrating these stories into your messaging so they are really in alignment to attract the right people for your offer, for your high ticket offer. And the goal is to sign your next high ticket client and to really understand the brand story and messaging and really create some excellent sales copy for your offer that you can continue to rinse and repeat and continue to sell for years to come. If you decide that you want to, which is what I've done for many of my offers. So you're going to come away with money-making content. You're going to come away with confidence and clarity on your six-figure brand story. And you're going to have clients in your inbox. You're going to be working with the most incredible clients in your high-ticket offer. And DM me Voxer if you would like to jump in for that this summer. And this is like, we're going to cut the busy work. We're going to have a great time this summer. I'm moving to LA. I'm going to be spending a lot of time at the beach. I'm really like doing the bare minimum and living my best life this summer. So if you want to be managing your energy, managing your priorities, managing your focus, managing your mindset, to be making more money with less work, having a freaking great time doing it and sharing the stories that set your soul on fire to create and loving and feeling so inspired in the way that you're creating content this is the offer for you.
For more inspirational content, head over to my website withsarahmack.com and please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing.